Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. My name is the Reverend Dr. Danielle Brown, and I'm the senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey, and I want to welcome you to the Shiloh experience. We are absolutely elated that you have chosen to worship with us today. Whether you're worshiping here in the sanctuary or as part of our virtual congregation, even you may be watching this on replay, we're just glad that you are here. Listen, if you're with us in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on social media. Let all of your friends know that you are here at the place of peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, take a moment to share this broadcast. Let all of your network know that something is happening at Shiloh that is going to change their lives forever. Take a moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. And then tag your friends in the comments. We want the whole world to know that Shiloh Baptist Church is a place where Jesus is Lord and where people are loved. We're so glad that you're here. Let's prepare ourselves for an incredible worship experience today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Let us stand on our feet and let's... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Good morning. Hallelujah. This is our call to worship. And the word of God says, let us come and let us worship the Lord in holiness. For we serve a mighty God this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to serve, let's serve the Lord with gladness. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let us serve the Lord with gladness. Let us come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord
Let the glory of the Lord.
praise anybody. Come on, open up your mouth and just give him some glory. He is faithful, he's holy, he is just, he's true. And we give God glory in here. Somebody give him glory in this place. Hallelujah. How many know that he's faithful? How many know that he is faithful? And he's holy, and he's just, and he's pure. We call him holy, we call him faithful, we call him Jesus. Here we go. I call you faithful. Your name is faithful. You are so faithful to me. Listen, I call you faithful. Your name is faithful. call you faithful. Your name is faithful. You are so faithful to me. I call you faithful. Your name is faithful. Faithful you are. Faithful you'll be. Somebody here, if you know that God is faithful, lift up your voice on one accord and begin to bless God in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Say, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Say, yeah.
That you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord, for being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your watched over us. We thank you, Lord, because you looked over us all week long. We thank you, Lord, because you brought us right back here today. And we came to worship. We came to praise. We came to thank you for all that you're going to do, for you are big God. You are great God, and you are the only God. So Lord, we thank you for you watched over our children. You watched over us, Lord, while we were on our jobs. We watched over us, oh Lord, while we were doing our work. Lord, we thank you for what you've done. We, oh Lord, we worship you, oh God. And so today we ask that you will come and worship with us, oh Lord, that we might worship in your presence, that we might praise your holy name, that we might clap our hands and stamp our feet, that we might show you, Lord, how much we love you. So we thank you, Father, right now, that we ask that you might bless this church. Bless all of the members, bless all of the friends, bless all everyone out there, oh Father God, that's looking on our computers. Lord, we just thank you, oh Father God. We ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit moves within each and every one of us, that each and every one of us will get a piece of your Spirit. Fill us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. We ask that you might bless this choir. We ask that you might bless the ushers. We ask you, oh Father God, that a special word may come down and give to the pastor, oh Father God, that we might be able to praise you, Lord, and worship you, Father God, through all of the trials, through all of the tribulations. We thank you for being God. We thank you for your healing power, oh Lord, for those that are sick, those that are in the hospital, Father God. Touch those, Lord, that are grieving, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Let them know that you're still on the job. Let them know that you're still on high. Let them know that you're still our God. Let them know who you are, Father God. Touch each and every one of us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, who is our Christ. Amen. 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 And amen.
And the people may be seated. You may be seated. Our scripture reading comes from Ezekiel, 37th chapter, 1 through 12. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign says, the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesizing, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say it to it. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into the slain that they may live. So I prophesied as commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. May the Lord add a special reading blessing to the reading of his holy word. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say amen and amen again. It is time for our children and our youth moment. I'm asking that those who are 18 and under, if you would be kind enough to stand throughout the sanctuary. Come on, from kindergarten to the 12th grade, come on, stand throughout the sanctuary. Can we praise God as these young people begin to stand? Come on, you can do better than that. I just ask that you remain standing, because I have a word that I want you to take with you throughout this week, and that word is power. Can you say it with me? Say power. Amen. And that word can be found in 2 Timothy. All right. Verse chapter 1, verse 7, young people. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And the first line reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of," say it, "power." I want to stop right there for a moment. It's some more to it, but we'll cover it the following week. Because I think it's imperative that as young people, that you remember that you have power. And you don't have power that you've given yourself, but you have power that resides and rests in us because of our hope and our faith in Jesus Christ. And because we have confessed our hope and our faith in Jesus Christ, He has given us His Spirit. And so when you have doubts and you have moments of insecurity, or you feel like you're not able, or you don't have the capability, I want you to be reminded that there's a power that rests inside each and every one of you. Okay? It reminds me of Superman. How fitting that we talk about Superman today, because whenever Superman comes across trouble or wickedness or evil, and he sees something that's not right, Superman finds a phone booth. He jumps inside of the phone booth, and he puts on a uniform, and he puts on a cape. And when he comes out of that phone booth, he's operating under some authority, some power. He begins to zip and fly around, and he begins to destroy evil. But the blessing is, you don't need a phone booth. You don't need a uniform. And you don't need a cape. All you have to do is stay in right relationship with the Father. And you can zip around. And you can tell evil, get thee behind me. And you can operate in the very things that God has called you to operate in. So young people, can you just say power? Say, I got power. Wonder-working power. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise for power. Remember, you got power. You got power. You got power. Come on, stretch your hands to each and every young person that's around you. We want to pray God's blessings over their life. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this day. Yes. We thank you for these little lambs, dear God, that you have given us so that we might love, we might help strengthen and encourage. We thank you for their testimonies up until now, and we thank you for their testimonies to come. Our prayer now, dear God, is that they will remember in their moments of trials and tribulations, that they will remember when obstacles show up in their life, and that when they hit the walls that they will run into, that they will remember that there's a power that rests, rule, and abide in them. Father God, let their lives be an example of your goodness and your graciousness. And I know that they'll be ever careful, and will be ever careful, to tell the world that our Lord Jesus the Christ still sits high and look low. So we thank you. We thank you for the power, and most of all, we thank you for Jesus the Christ, and it's in His name with power, all of God's children and His people say amen, amen and amen again. Young people, you may be seated, but as you're taking your seats, I just want to remind you and each and everyone underneath the sound of my voice that from 12 p.m. today, we will be having a Harvest Fest grab and go on the 4th Street side. Amen. So I want you all to stop by if you can.
come get some candy, come take some pictures. We even got a 360 machine. Pastor Brown said, go ahead and do it, Minister B. So I want y'all to get on the 360 machine. Make sure you got insurance, but I want you to get on there. I want y'all to dance and have a good time, all right? And encourage your young people. Plus, I want y'all to see this costume that I'll be wearing. All right, also, we'll be having children's church from ages 6 to 12 beginning the second Sunday in November. Amen. We'll be in the Cultural Arts Center pouring into our young people. There'll be a word. There'll be some fun. There'll be some snacks. There'll be a good time in the name of the Lord. We'll also be having Friday Night Favor every third Friday of each month from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. here at the Shiloh Baptist Church for our young people who's in middle school and or in high school. So this is your personal invitation to come on out. And of course, on third Sundays of each and every month, we dress down, we come and give God the glory because he deserves it, and we know that without him, we would not be. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Come on, amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise be to our God. And of course, I'll be teaching cyber. Amen. Middle school and high school. I'll have my table outside in the foyer next Sunday after service. So if there's any middle schoolers in the house or high school students, raise your hand. Amen. I'll find you because you don't want to miss this year of Cybo. We'll be talking about that power. We'll be talking about making good decisions. We'll be in the book of Proverbs because we want to live right. We want to utilize this power that we have, and we want to do right by it. Amen? So Cyber with Minister B. Cyber will be beginning in a few weeks, 2 weeks from now, and I want you to register. All middle school and high school students. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God for you. Thank you for your time.
Stay connected with Shiloh Baptist Church. Follow us on social media at Shiloh Plainfield and use the hashtag #ExperienceShiloh.
I think the best thing to do when you start thinking about whether or not you're at high risk is start talking to your family. Have we had any male breast cancer in the family? Have any women been diagnosed with breast cancer before the age of 45? How many? Those kinds of things young women need to be aware of because they do increase her risk for getting early breast cancer. That part can be challenging because there's some families that don't talk about sickness. They certainly don't talk about cancer or, you know, like my family, it's not a conversation that we generally like to have. The first step that I would suggest is, you know, finding that family member. There's always one who's the one with information, the one who kind of likes to talk and kind of start there.
Do you consider yourself creative? Are you active on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube? Are you interested in film, photography, or production? Then join Shiloh's media team. For more information, please email socialmedia@shilohplainfield.org or see a member of the media team after service.
Hey Shiloh, my name is Jalen. I am the content creator for Shiloh Baptist Church, and I wanted to personally invite you to our 2030s kickback event happening Friday, November 19th at 7 p.m. Pastor Danielle is going to be there. She's bringing some of her friends who pastor surrounding churches, and they're bringing their members too. We're going to have music, food, fun, fellowship, but most importantly, don't forget to bring every question that you've ever wanted to ask the pastor. So see you there Friday, November 19th at 7 p.m.
Shiloh joined Minister Brian for Children's Church on the second Sunday of each month in the Cultural Arts Center, starting on November 14th, 10 to 11 a.m., for children ages 6 to 12 years old. Calling all middle school and high schoolers, join the youth ministry for food, fun, and fellowship for our Friday Night Favor, beginning Friday, November 19th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Shiloh's Help for Haiti Medical Supplies Drive has been extended to Sunday, November 14th. We are in short supply of medical items and greatly need your help, Shiloh. Your kindness to others is always a great blessing. For more information, please contact Deaconess Finney at 732-356-2479. Shiloh's sidemo registration is now open. Classes begin on November 14th. Please log on to our website to complete your registration form. Shiloh's Women's Fellowship Ministry will meet virtually on Saturday, November 13th at 10 a.m. on Zoom. This month's theme is Sowing Seeds of Thankfulness. Our meetings are fun, inspirational, and motivational. Look out for the Zoom link coming soon. Shiloh's Ministry of First Impressions is looking for dedicated volunteers to greet our Shiloh worshipers. The qualifications are love and caring for people and a smile that can be seen through your eyes. If you are interested, please contact Sister Pat Fields at 908-391-8212. Shiloh family and friends have various options to contribute tithes and offerings to Shiloh. There are 7 ways to contribute. By texting the word GIVE to 908-293-7376 online, by mail, using Zelle, Givelify, PayPal, or Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield. For more information, please visit Shiloh's website.
Hi, good morning, Shiloh friends and family. My name is Joy Pelu, and I am here to share a little with you with regards to the gift of obedience. I give to the gift of obedience, or have been giving since I joined the church and found out about it, because I know that this is coming from the leadership of the church, and it is used to help maintain the church. So I trust the leadership that they will use these funds for the right purposes. Since I've been giving to the church, God has been extremely good to me, my family. He has kept us in good health. He has provided for us for all these years. God has been extremely good. And so I would encourage you to give to God. Give as you are able to give. And the Word of God says that He loves a cheerful giver. And when you give to God, He's going to give back to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that's according to His Word. And that's His promise to us as His children. So I'm encouraging you today to give to the gift of obedience. God bless you.
That's all for now, Shiloh. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Shiloh. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt that the Lord would take care of me, that the Lord would see me through, that the Lord would be good, that the Lord would lead and guide. Is there anybody here that woke up this morning with your mind on the Lord, who woke up this morning just glad for another day? Those saints would say it didn't have to be this way. He didn't have to do it, but He did. And so bless the Lord, all ye people. Bless Him in the sanctuary. Bless Him online. Bless Him wherever you are. Give God the praise and the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, Shiloh. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And what makes it even better is seeing your faces. Just look at somebody that's on your row and say, yeah, it's good to see your face. Thank you for bringing your face into the place. And then those of you that are online, we're glad you're out there too. We see you in virtual space. Our minister, Alicia, is ministering to you in that space. And so wherever you are, if you are virtually worshiping with us today, we want you to just leave us a note in the comments. Let us know where you are worshiping with us from. Y'all know we have people worshiping with us today as far as Montego Bay to Bedside Shiloh. Bedside Shiloh Baptist worshiping with us today. But listen, whether you are having fun in the sun or whether you are resting and watching with your feet up, we are glad that you are here. Aren't we glad? Beloveds, aren't we glad? If you are in the sanctuary and you are visiting with us today, would you please stand? If you're in the sanctuary visiting with us, please stand to your feet. Our ushers are going to bring you a card. Hey, our ushers are going to bring you a card. And we just ask that you would fill that card out. And hey, Sister Reynolds, fill that card out. And we promise not to stalk you too much. It's good to see you, Miss Julia. And I'm glad to see you all in the Lord's house today. Please fill it out. We want to stay in touch with you. As you can already see, Shiloh has. Young people, help me to make sure. I need your help. All of the young people, I need you to help me to make sure that my lingo is up to date. Do you promise? Can you help me on your honor? Raise your hand if you'll make sure that my lingo. Shiloh has, is it a dope youth ministry? Is it a fire youth ministry? What's the right word? All of it. It's lit. It's lit. The choir said it's lit. It's lit. It's lit. Aren't you excited about youth ministry here at Shiloh Baptist Church? Aren't you excited? And so we are so excited about all that is happening. We also have just so many relevant things that are taking place. You already saw the announcement, 20s and 30s. If you are in your 20s and in your 30s or feel like it, maybe that's not on your birth certificate, but you're saying, look, I'm fire, I'm dope, I'm lit, I'm coming. Come on and hang out with me and some friends of mine for our 20s, 30 kickback. But visitors, please fill out that card. We know that you felt welcome the moment that you came in the door. We had a wonderful Souls to the Polls early vote rally and block party here yesterday. We want to thank God for our own Sister Joy Lett. Stand up, Sister Joy Lett, wave your hand. You know she's a councilwoman. Saint of God by day, councilwoman by day and night too. And so we thank God for her. She is our own and she makes us proud. And so we thank God for the work that she did to ensure that Shiloh was a central location for that event. And then we want to, you know, we've been people engaging in the people, helping people aid for Haiti. And they tell me that we have several suitcases, right, Sister Mar? Several suitcases. And so now we need you to hold off on the suitcases and let's go heavy on the supplies. Amen, Shiloh. Let's hold off on the suitcases and let's go heavy on the supplies to fill those suitcases. And they have extended that date to November the 14th, so it's not too late for you to slide in there. This morning, visiting with us, who is no stranger to Shiloh, but because he's here, and every week, Shiloh, we've had people coming to see about us and some good people. Sister Aisha, congratulations. Will you stand up real quick? Stand up. Come on, they know you, but I want you to stand. And listen, all week, for the last 2 weeks, the Bells have been going, following their child all over the country, right? Y'all were in Houston 1 week because there was a statue in her honor. She is a engineer, a black engineer, and she was honored for the work that she's doing in that area and in STEM. And then there was something yesterday, so come on and put your hands together for our own. For our own. She's got grace and gratitude. She is fire. She is lit. She is dope. And she is Shiloh's own. And so we're so glad to see you. But no stranger to Shiloh is the Reverend Dr. Ronald L. Owens, the senior pastor of the New Hope Baptist Church in Metuchen, the past moderator of the Middlesex Central Association. And I affectionately call him Poppy. And so he said that he was going to come and see about his goddaughter today. So will you just come and say hello to Shiloh? Do you mind, Poppy? Since you're here.
Well, good morning, Shiloh. Good morning. Come on, put your hands together and give God some praise. What a mighty God we serve. How many are witness in the house that we serve a mighty God? What a wonderful thing to come into fellowship one with another. I've come and slipped away from my church. I've got to rush back there before 11 o'clock because they're going to see this on the screen and wonder why I'm here and not there. But Shiloh, you are the flagship in God's fleet of Christian fellowship. And I congratulate you on choosing and allowing God to use you to choose your 10th pastor. She is one of the most dynamic preachers in the nation on the scene today. She is honored all over the world, and God allowed you to bring her to Plainfield and to the Shiloh Baptist Church. I think she's the best preacher ever. And maybe I'm a little biased because she's my goddaughter. I've known her all of her life. In fact, I've known her before she was born. Amen. And so we thank God for you and thank God for the work that is beginning here at the Shiloh Church. And let me say that I'm no stranger to Shiloh, to some of you. My journey with Shiloh started in 1958. Amen. When this church, under the leadership of Dr. A. Ross Brent, sent a young preacher to the New Hope Church. I was 12 years old, and that young preacher was the Reverend Joseph J. Dale. And there he pastored me and the church for 27 years before he retired. I want you to know that Dr. Brent adopted me as his spiritual grandson. And when I had my call in at the age of 13, from 13 to the time that I answered my call, he nurtured and encouraged me in those years to answer God's call, and a good example that he was before me. And so I say to you, this is a new era in Shiloh Baptist Church. And you've got the right pastor for the right time and for the right season. Amen. If you follow her and follow the will of God, I know that there is no boundaries to where God is about to bring the Shiloh Church. My prayer is that God will bring many disciples back here and new ones to serve and to praise God and to advance the kingdom. And I am praying for you constantly as one who has been related to you since 1958. Thank you for allowing this 75-year-old preacher to come and get excited in this service today. And we are looking for a high time in the Lord as the pastor brings the word of God to you. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part.
Check his ID, Reverend Thorpe. He doesn't look 75, does he? And we also want to thank you, Dr. Owens, and we also want to be mindful of all of those who are bereaved. Deacon Willie Thorpe and the loss of his cousin and Sister Rithia and Sharon Cox in the loss of their relative, their aunt. They are in headed to Alabama. They were in Alabama for her homegoing on Tuesday. And then Sister Cynthia Hoyle and Sherry Hoyle and loss of their brother and their uncle. And the service will be this Tuesday in Virginia. And so let's be prayerful. Let's send cards. Let's reach out and let's love on our brothers and sisters. And then those who are sick, we're praying for Brother Michael McLeod and Trisha Cox, Elizabeth Glover, Joseph Glover. And again, for Brother Frank Stepney, who is the brother of Trustee Tanya McNeil. As Reverend Thorpe comes to lead us in our offering, we also want you to know, Jalen, pop your head up. Is this announcement in the, oh no, it's not. I played it already. Okay. So we have been expanding our giving options to make things easier for you. Aren't you excited about that, Shiloh? We've expanded our giving options, and today we are introducing another new option to you. That makes 7 ways to give to Shiloh. And so how many of you know everywhere you turn, there's a way to give? And so we're going to do just that. But today we are introducing to you GiveLify. That's GiveLify. And so what you can do in order to give by way of GiveLify is go to your app store, and you have an app store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone. iPhone users in the house, make some noise. All right, Android users in the house, make some noise. The Lord, the wheat and tares, they grow together. But in either one, you can go to your app store, find GiveLify, download it, and then once you go to GiveLify, just look for the Shiloh Baptist Church, and there are so many options there in GiveLify. Explore the app. It's one of my favorite ways to give, and guess what? We have it now at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on, it's giving time at Shiloh, and receive Reverend Thorpe.
Come on, Shiloh, it's giving time. Come on, put your hands together. Praise God. There's a couple of things I want to do before we get started. I do want to say to all of you who are here, who are visiting with us, especially those of you who are online, Shiloh Baptist Church for over 40 years has supported her pastor through a instrument known as a love offering. For those of you who may not have a concept for that, if you take your time and go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, somewhere around the 12th verse, you're going to see this. And it says to us from Paul, he says, for those who lead you, you are to be gracious unto them. For those whose charge they have over us, who are responsible for us, we are to bless them in a special way. We are to appreciate them and to love them. We took that and turned it into a love offering. A love offering is how we actually pay our pastor. And I'm going to ask that you will be generous, not just once, not just twice, but for every Sunday that she comes. I don't know about anybody else, but I think Pastor Owen said it the best. We have the best pastor in the nation. I even believe internationally. God bless you, Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown. We love you, and we're going to show our appreciation. It says love offering on your envelope, Shiloh. We don't use that except for our pastor. If you are online, there's a thing that says pastor's love offering. Please give. Give and give generously. Now, I do want you to know we are a tithing church. Don't take anything from your tithe to give to your pastor. It is now going to be that which we give out of love and beyond. So praise God. Stand to your feet if you will, as you are in the sanctuary. We're going to walk and we're going to ask our trustees to come with us. If you will take the time to give. Father God, we thank you already in advance for what these your people will do, not only for the Shiloh Church and not only for you in gifts and tithes and offering, because we know that when we give the tithe, that we are being blessed, because you have promised us when we give, it'll come back to us. As the young woman said, pressed down, shaken together and running over. We thank you for the running over so that we might now bless our pastor. We praise you. We love you. We lift you. We thank you for these gifts. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's give. Amen. Amen, amen and amen. Brother Wendell.
Come on, all over the building, why don't you put your hands together? The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, we're going to praise him. Come on, choir. I will bless the Lord. How many
many of you all know he's good this morning? I will bless the Lord. At all times. Yes, he is. Whoa. I will bless the Lord.
Your status is, I don't know what your circumstances are, but the one thing I do know, that no matter how hard it gets and no matter how bad it is, there is this rock. It's a solid rock It's a firm foundation. But saints, you got to hold on to it. You got to grab it, hold on to it, and they use the words in this song, grip. When you're gripping onto something, through every storm, you're holding on. And I come before you today, and I pray that you be blessed. Jesus. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and it grips the solid rock. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, we need revival. So be very sure, be absolutely sure, your anchor holds and it grips the solid, yeah, the solid rock. Now here we go. That rock is Jesus. Saints, oh, 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 he's the one. Y'all better act like you know up in here. That rock is Jesus. Oh, he's God, God the Son. So be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and it grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. If you're a witness in here today, don't sit on this. Don't sit on this. Oh, 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 he's the one. That rock is Jesus. Oh, God, God the Son. Be very sure. You can't miss this one. Be very sure your anchor holds. Your anchor holds. Your anchor holds. And it grips the solid. Hey, 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 the solid rock. He's a wonder in my soul. Oh, yeah. He's been nothing but a wonder. Oh, yeah. In my soul. He is a wonder. Thank you, Father. In my soul, bless,
bless his name. Oh, he's been nothing but a wonder, Jesus, in my soul. I'm so glad he's that wonder in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the wonder that I can hold on to, Father, in my soul. And I bless. Hey, I bless his name. And the church say, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Together, if you know that he's been a wonder in your soul, come on and put your hands together. If that's your testimony, through many dangers seen and unseen, over the river and through the woods, he's kept me. I don't know how he did it, but he is a wonder. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is a wonder.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
A wonder in my soul. A wonder in my soul is my God. Lord, we thank you today for being a wonder in our souls. God, we look back over our lives, and hindsight is 20/20. And so when we look back, we see that it was you that was keeping us. It's you that has sustained us. Some of the things, Lord God, that we've experienced should have taken us out. But here we are on October 31st, 2021, declaring that you are a wonder in our souls. God, we thank you for this worship experience, for the dance that has gone forth, for the prayers that have been prayed, scripture read, the songs that have been sung, for the children's moment and the children who were ministered to. God, we thank you today for the person who is seated to our right, to our left, in front of us and behind us, and for the saints that have gathered with us virtually. God, we ask that you would break every chain. We ask now, God, that you would meet every need. And now we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down. And not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, the one who always will be. And his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we pray. And let all God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together as you take your seats. Sharon Lilly, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Sister Sharon Lilly. And then put your hands together for Brother Wendell Woods, who was on accompanying her. And for this entire music ministry, they have done some heavy lifting this month, haven't they? Come on, put your hands together for them. Our wonderful ushers who are serving and everyone in their respective places, our media ministry, sound ministry. I don't know what makes me more happy, just being in the house of the Lord or seeing Sister Marlene up there. I wish y'all could see Sister Marlene up there just waving her hands and worshiping. It just makes my soul so happy. And so we are glad just that everything that God is doing in the life of Shiloh Baptist Church. We will be going to Nehemiah, the 6th chapter. I'm going to read there just one verse of scripture. Before I do, I have a pressing question that I want to ask you, Shiloh. We've been together for about a month, and I think it's important that we ask the hard questions now. How many of you are Cowboys fans? Can you show yourselves? Because I just need to see what kind of church I'm dealing with. It's only a few. Lord, I thank you for sending me to a church with just a few. Okay, praise the Lord. Nehemiah, the 6th chapter. My daddy's here. Hey, daddy. Wave your hand at the people, and I thank God for him. My mom is streaming today. We just thank God for everything and for healing. And thank you for those of you who prayed for my dad a couple weeks ago. He's here. So your prayer, look, you must be righteous. Those prayers hit. And so Nehemiah, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse reads this way. For they all were trying to make us afraid, saying their hands will be weakened in the work and it will not be done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Several times a year, I notice a major problem. What is that problem? The problem is fruit flies. Just everywhere. The thing about this species, which is scientifically called Drosophila melanogaster, scientists, STEM people, hey, I know some words, is that they are completely annoying. The fruit fly doesn't make noise. It doesn't even bite, but these tiny little things have a knack for finding their way into any space or environment where there is or has been ripe fruit present and creating havoc. You can be in a business meeting. You can be out at dinner with your boo. You could be visiting your grandmother's house and even sitting right here in worship at the beautiful Shiloh Baptist Church. A fruit fly does not discriminate. A fruit fly will speed across your face and land on your head 4 million times until you can't take it anymore. Fruit flies, though, present absolutely no real danger or threat. But what enables a fruit fly to wreak havoc, causing even the most refined of individuals to come out of character, is their persistence. They wear you thin and they don't let up. Somebody say fruit flies. Fruit flies. I also want to thank God for the dance ministry, and they came together with that at the last minute, and didn't they bless us today? Come on, put your hands together for them. But throughout, y'all, the book of Nehemiah, we get to witness the resiliency of the servants of God and the fruit fly like persistence of these fellas named Sanballat and Tobiah. From the very beginning, it tells of their deep disturbance as a result of Nehemiah's coming to see about Jerusalem, not only to take issue with the rebuilding that is going on, but they gather allies in the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites, and they incite them against the good work that is going on in the city of Jerusalem. Like fruit flies, Sanballat and Tobiah posed no real threat to Nehemiah and the rebuilding that was going on, but they were persistent. Shout persistent. Type persistent in the comments. Their persistence to this point has led to the strengths of the laborers to be failing. And has even as resulted in mighty Judah having a low moment where quitting almost appeared to be a formidable formidable option. It wasn't the threat they presented, but their persistent opposition to their work that was wearing the Jews down. And I wonder today if we have some brothers and sisters in the house or in the comments who would keep it real and admit that there are some people and circumstances, some cravings and habits and relationships that are wearing you out because of the persistence with which they keep coming at you. In one dose, it wouldn't be a big deal, but because you've been dealing with it for the last 5 years or 7 months or 12 days or since yesterday, and every single time you swat it in one direction, it comes at you in another. You could have dealt with a pay decrease, but pay decrease and tax and utility increase at the same time, fruit flies. A virus traveling around China and Australia was one thing, but almost 2 years later and the world being shut down, social distancing, mask wearing, and 600,000 plus lives lost, that's another thing. You forgave him when he stepped out that one time with Kim, but then you found out that he had that LL Cool J spirit, and you found out about Lisa, Angela, Pamela, and Renee, all the girls from around the way. And so it's not always just the strength of the problem, but the persistence of the problem swarming around you, swarming around while you're trying to serve the Lord and while you're trying to live right, that you are now at your wit's end and you are at the point of giving up. And so in the 6th chapter of Nehemiah, after all of the failed attempts of Sanballat and Tobiah to stop the good work, they resort to another game plan. They had already tried threats and intimidation and sowing discord in high places. And now the wall is rebuilt with no breaks left. And the only thing that they're waiting on is to hang the doors. And so here's what they do. Deacon Hand, they come up with another caper. They come up with a conspiracy. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem come to Nehemiah and say, hey, let's meet among the villages, Sister, Minister Judy, of Ono. Like that wasn't a clear giveaway. Rule of thumb, I'll give you this one for free. Stay out of any village called Ono. Right? That's pretty simple. That's pretty simple. But Nehemiah discerns that they want to harm him and not meet with him. And so they come to him 4 times with this request. And Nehemiah's point is this. Why should this work? I'm about a great work. And why should this cease while I come down to you? And on the 5th time, they turn up the heat even the more and send a letter by way of Sanballat's servant. And the letter is accusing Nehemiah and the Jews of rebelling and of Nehemiah trying to be their king and of appointing prophets to make these types of declarations. Now, this type of persistence was already wearing Nehemiah and the Jews thin, but they pressed on. The fatigue of the work coupled with the aggravation of persistent and messy opposition could have proven to be a recipe for disaster, as it can also be in our lives. And so we're going to talk about 3 things that will assist us when we are faced with persistent problems as we commit to the rebuilding that God has invited all of us to participate in. Are you ready? The first thing is this: what you are committed to is bigger than you. Do I need to say that again? That what you are committed to is bigger than you. When Sanballat and company heard that the wall was rebuilt and there were no breaks, they decided to strike again. Their strike was not just because Nehemiah was someone they liked to harass. Their disdain was for the service Nehemiah was engaged in. The reason Nehemiah was serving this effort was because God Almighty put it in his heart to do so. See, it's important to understand this, that neither God's choice of Nehemiah was about Nehemiah. Therefore, there's nothing that we can do or be to make God choose us for a certain thing, but God chooses because God is God. And so not only was God's choice of Nehemiah not about Nehemiah, the rebuilding was not about Nehemiah. See, since God's choice of Nehemiah was not about Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall was not about Nehemiah, then neither was the opposition to the rebuilding about Nehemiah. It's important for us to recognize that when we commit our lives to something that is bigger than us, there will always be a great degree of opposition, a greater degree of persistence on the part of the opposition too. Now, I won't discredit y'all what we feel, and we often feel very deeply the impact of the fruit fly-like opposition to the work that we have committed our lives to, but the reason for the opposition is not you, it's the work. And if you stop engaging in the work, the persistence of the opposition will likely decrease. But that brings me to my next point, and that's this: there is too much riding on your service for you to allow fruit flies to stop you. Nehemiah says, I'm doing a great work. Why should it cease for you? The rebuilding of the wall was part of a bigger plan for God's chosen people, Israel. They were taken away into Babylonian captivity because of their own misguided behavior and lack of obedience to God. But in the process, y'all don't mind if I tell you the whole story, right? In the process, the temple was destroyed and the walls of the city were turned down and burned. And so the rebuilding of this wall was really only one leg in the last leg of a 3-point victory for the Jews. Is somebody glad that God will give us a 3-point victory? That's the kind of God that we serve, that you don't just get one victory, but you get victory on top of victory on top of victory. And so the first point was they were out of Babylonian captivity and had returned to Jerusalem. Then the temple was reconstructed, and now the walls of the city were being rebuilt. Nehemiah's commitment to this work was vital because of all that would remain unguarded within the city if he quit. And so by the same token, there is too much riding on your commitment to do the Lord's work, Minister Brian, for you to stop what you are doing because of opposition whose only real strength is in persistence, just for a little personal convenience of your own. If you stop serving, there are women and children in the city who will be uncovered and exposed to harsh realities of a life with no boundaries, a life with no reinforcements. And if we stop rebuilding Shiloh, the faith of our fathers and the faith of our mothers will never take root in the lives of generations to come. If you stop rebuilding, the effects, Sister Joylette, of systemic issues and internalized racial oppression will continue to eat away at our communities, allowing cynicism and pessimism to do away with hope. The work is too great for you to stop for a moment of personal relief from fruit flies who pose no real threat. They're just persistent in their opposition. The rebuilding that God has called us all to contribute to is worth the aggravation. And finally, I think finally, service requires thick skin. Service requires thick skin. Upon reading the little note from Sam Ballard, is it me or is it hot in here? Are y'all hot out there or is it these chicken lights? Yeah, that's what y'all know, the lights that keep the chicken warm at Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's what we have up here. Upon reading the little note from Sanballat, Nehemiah's response is, no such things as you say are being done, but you invent them in your own heart. Nehemiah does not get bent out of shape. Now get this, nobody likes to be lied on. I'm sorry I said the L word. Nobody likes for people to tell stories on them. But not only does Nehemiah not allow the invitation, the threats, intimidation to pull him off the post, he does not allow this lie to pull him off of his post either. But if you're going to have any degree of success in this service, in this rebuilding that we have been called to, you have to learn to keep your cool under fire. fire. You have to learn to take a licking, but keep on ticking. You gotta call a spade, but not allow the fact that a spade was a spade to cause you to crumble into pieces and take away from the work. You better know that wherever and however God has called you to serve, whether it's in the church, in the community, in corporate America, wherever you are doing it, there is character assassination that is included in this work. There is misinterpretation of motives that is included in this work. They'll accuse you of trying to be something that they think you're not. She's trying to be a queen. He's trying to be a king and high and mighty, when all that you really are is a servant of God committed to rebuilding and doing a good work that God himself called you to. I want y'all to know that there's adversity in this building. But since God has placed it in your heart to rebuild, then you must rebuild. And since you must rebuild, Joan, you must get thick skin. I want to tell y'all a story. Anya is probably watching our stream today, but Anya is one of our a young woman who grew up in the church that I grew up in. And this one point, Anya was in the process of preparing to go into point. She was a ballerina, Trustee Steve, and she was getting ready to go into point. And I asked her what the pre-point process was all about. Reverend Thorpe, she told me that she had to get her feet ready. Any dancers in the house, wave your hand, dancers. She had to get her feet ready. And of course, I asked her to expound. And she said, well, when you move from regular ballet to point, you have to not only build your calf strength, but you've got to toughen up the skin and strengthen the bones in your feet. And she said, so that means no pedicures and no foot lotions and no herbal scrubs. And I said, Anya, you mean to tell me that as graceful and beautiful as point ballerinas are, as they carry out their craft, they have scary feet? And she said, well, Pastor Danielle, it's the tough skin and the unusually strong bones that you don't see that enable them to be beautiful and gracious. And if we are going to have any measure of grace as we do what God has placed in our hearts to do, it is imperative that we grow thick skin so that we are not taken out by fruit fly opposition. And I'm not saying that you won't cry, but Shiloh, grow tough skin enough so that your crying doesn't count you out. I'm not saying that you won't have a bad day, but don't let a bad day become a bad life. See, this time the goal of Sanballat and company was to make the Jews afraid. They thought that they could scare them when their hands would be weakened in the work and it would never be complete. But thick skin will enable you to experience fear and keep on serving, to be uncertain of the future yet keep on building. A thick skin will help you to look at and deal with the realities of this world and your own personal limitations, but keep on building to the glory and honor of God. And so, Shiloh, as we commit to rebuilding, we will encounter fruit fly opposition, not necessarily posing real danger, but wearing us out, not because of real strength, but because of persistence. And if we are going to overcome these fruit flies and be successful in our call to rebuild the Lord's church, we must recognize that what we are committed to is bigger than you, that there is too much riding on your service for you to allow fruit flies to stop you. And service requires thick skin. But guess what? There's one more thing. One last thing that I didn't tell you about fruit flies. And that is that fruit flies, Sister Valerie Ellis, fruit flies, can you hear me over there? Here's the thing about fruit flies. Are y'all ready to hear this about fruit flies? Deaconess Banks, I think you'll appreciate this about fruit flies. Deaconess Banks, it just has an amazing mind. And I love to hear her teach Bible study. She's going to rest a little bit, but in January, we're going to crank right back up on Wednesdays. But here's the thing about fruit flies, is that fruit flies only have a 10-day lifespan. The problem is they procreate like crazy in those 10 days. But there's also one last thing that I've not mentioned in the text. Upon realizing that they were only trying to cause them to fear in order to weaken their hands and stop the work, Nehemiah does not say, "Lord, make me not afraid." But instead, Nehemiah says, "Lord, strengthen my hands." May I suggest to you today that fruit flies may never be eradicated from our lives. There may always be some kind of persistent annoyance with the intention of shutting you down and causing the work of your hands to cease. But may I also suggest to you that we serve a God who sits high, a God who looks low, a God who is concerned about every single detail of your life. And when persistent annoyances, the fruit flies of your life, start drumming up trouble, you too can pray a one-liner to that same God and say, "Lord, now therefore, strengthen my hands." Is there anybody out there who needs a little strength in your hands? You've been building and building and rebuilding, and the fruit flies are wearing you down. Well, I dare you right now to throw your hands in the air and say, "Lord, strengthen my hands." And I know that God will strengthen your hands. How do I know that God will strengthen your hands? Because Nehemiah prayed, "Strengthen my hands." And I read on into the 7th verse, and the Bible says that it was, the wall was built, and I had hung the doors. Translation, the work was complete because the God Nehemiah prayed to was greater and more powerful than the persistent opposition around him. And because God strengthened the hands of Nehemiah, I know that God can strengthen you. Anybody been a little weary and a little annoyed too? Well, God can and God will give you strength. Come on, lift your hands and say, "God, strengthen my hands." Is there anybody here who knows that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble? Good day, Shiloh. Thank you for listening to me for the 5th time in a row. But God has not promised skies always blue, flowers strong pathways all our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, or peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, and light for the way, grace for the trials, and help from above, unfailing sympathy and undying love. Do you believe that God can? If you believe it, shout yeah, yeah. If you believe, he'll give you strength. Shout yeah, shout yeah, shout yeah. Lord, strengthen my hands. God, strengthen my hands. God, strengthen my hands. They're trying all they can to shut me down, but Lord, strengthen my hands. Lord, strengthen my hands. Come on, strengthen my hands. If you need a little strength, shout, "God, here they are. Strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. Take my eyes off the opposition and strengthen my hands. Take my heart off the offense and strengthen my hands. 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 While they talk about me, strengthen my hands. While they plot against me, strengthen my hands. While my boss acts a little crazy, strengthen my hands. When I look out over the landscape of the world and all of the crazy things that we've got to face, Lord, strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. Because one thing.
Yeah.
Strengthen my hands. Oh! Because one thing that we are clear on is that we're not going to stop building. We're not going to stop dismantling systems that hurt people. We're not going to stop speaking truth to power. We're not going to stop doing God's work inside the church and outside the church. And so, Lord, strengthen my hands. Come on, standing all over the building. Standing all over the building. If you're here today and you want to come into saving relationship with this God who strengthens hands, I want to tell you that you don't have to have all your ducks in a row. I want to say this because will all of the saved people in the room just raise your hand? You're in relationship with Jesus. Can y'all attest, because they may not believe me by myself, but maybe they'll believe us all together, that there's some things you can't get right until you come to God because you need His help. So if you're here today, or if you're even online today, and you're saying, I want to know Jesus, the best decision that you'll ever make in your life is to choose Jesus as your Savior. And all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved. And then scripture says this, Sister Donna, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple. And so if you're here today and you're saying, I want to know Jesus, will you just step out into the aisle and come? Look at our ministers are here, and they're kind people, and they will receive you right here at the altar. If you're online today, you can just type, I want to be saved, in the comments, and Minister Alicia will get right back to you. But today, we don't want you to leave without knowing Jesus. And then here's the second thing. If you're here today and you want to be a member of the great Shiloh Baptist Church, the place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are absolutely loved, I want you to know right now in this moment that the heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you to come on. And so if you want to join the Shiloh Baptist Church, you can step out in the aisles now. Come to the altar and we will get some information from you. We have a new members class that's coming up. We have so many things happening in the life of this church. And guess what? Not just for those that are in the sanctuary, but even those of you that are online, if you want to join Shiloh Baptist Church, just let us know in the comments. And someone will get right back to you, because your soul matters. And every believer needs a church. And so man, woman, boy, or girl, the doors of the church are open. The heart of this church is open. Would you like Jesus? Would you like to join the Shiloh Baptist Church? And we said it last week, I'll say it again, that for some of you, walking the aisle can be intimidating, but we are not more committed to our tradition than we are to your transformation. And so if that's you, our leaders are going to wait here after the benediction, and you can come to them. You can come to them and say, I want to join. Can you take my information? You can come to them and say, I want to be saved. But I didn't want all those people looking at me. They'll look at me at the right hand of fellowship, but I don't want to walk by myself. We're more committed to your transformation than our tradition. And so if that's you, know that our leaders will be right here after the benediction. Is that all right? Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together. Put your hands together as we get ready to dismiss. Jalen's gonna put the words on the screen, but every week we sing this song together as our benediction song. And so Vincent is up here, so he'll kind of lead us, but I want us to sing it all together because this is the blessing that we pronounce and this is the declaration that we declare over our week, every week here at Shiloh before the benediction. And so come on.
May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your bed close in the way patient, and may
Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth, serve the Lord with gladness and strengthen hands. I'll see you in the lobby, Shiloh.